Whoa, what a big week. Hey! Wake up in the morning. After we said goodbye to Christy, Hayley joined the show and the Star FM seat fillers were born. We asked you, is it normal to wee in the river?
That warm feeling, it just warms you up for a few seconds before it goes cold.
Then Hayley dropped this bombshell.
If you're on a canoe for a few hours and you need to go, you jump
hang
in
on.
And you do a wee.
No, hang on. You're telling me now you will wee in a canoe.
No, I jump out and put my butt in the water and then I wee.
You're painting quite the picture, Hayley. Thanks for your call, Beck.
Thanks, Beck. Okay.
13, 12, 16, is it normal to wee in the river? Josh is on the line. Josh, is it normal?
Of course it is. Nothing wrong with that at all.
Hayley just revealed she wees in canoes as well.
No, I get out of the canoe, then I do a wee. We should
awkward.
We should do a big group, like, wee swim.
Thank you.
My favourite girls, the Veronicas, joined the show this week, and I revealed I felt down about turning 30. But they turned things around.
Hey guys, we're the Veronicas.
I turned 30 earlier this year, and I was really depressed about it.
You need the Jessica Veronica speech.
Oh, yes.
Are you ready for my speech?
Okay, lay it out.
You know what? I don't understand why people get freaked out about turning 30. Tell me your fears about turning 30, babe.
My fears are that I was getting older and I've started to, like, go grey and, you know...
Do you feel like your time is expiring very quickly once you turn 30? Do you feel like all of a sudden you have to give up your dreams and sort of become a little bit more adult in your thinking, or what is the real fear?
Yeah, kind of. I think I've got to be an adult. I feel like I'm being counselled.
She's a counsellor. Yes, grey hair equals silver fox, babe. Oh. Everyone loves a man in their 30s, just
true.
So you know.
The man's prime age, Lisa and I have pinpointed to 34, so you've 34. Got another 4 years until you reach your peak point.
He doesn't look anything like 30, by the way.
Really?
So don't worry.
You probably look like you're 18. Honey.
Guy Sebastian joined the show again as well. We had a look on your Instagram because, you know, that's where we go for our hard-hitting research.
Yes.
How do you find time to lift, bro?
Guy, that photo you have is amazing.
Oh, my gosh. I don't think I'll ever upload. I got that much crap from my mates.
Really? They're just jealous. They're just jealous, guy. You look amazing.
No, it's not. They're right. Like, that was, like, post-pump. Everyone's massive post-pump.
You've even got your leg up on the bench. And, you know, you've cut your head
that's,
off it too.
That's what Jules said. So Jules said to me, Guy, you were only looking at your muscles, weren't you? You've done this big porno leg up. I didn't even look. And
your face wasn't
like,
even in it.
Almost see your nuts.
Yeah,
really popped the ball out.
Why is it every time I talk to you guys, Sebastian, we end up talking about your nether regions? Because last time we had a discussion about your Halloween costume.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, it's just a recurring theme.
Hayley revealed she's been a naughty girl.
Driving around with her petrol light on.
And she does it all the time.
We asked you, is it normal to drive around continually with your petrol light on?
And the mechanic told her off.
No, it's not. It's lazy.
Oh, it's not lazy.
It is lazy.
I'm sure you have one thing that you just don't like doing in life. You know,
work.
Like the dishes or something?
Yeah, work. Yeah,
but
see,
you still go to work.
Yeah, you've got to go to work, but you've also got to fill your car up at the same time as well. So if my fuel light comes on, I just know, okay, it's time to fill up, just be done with it, get it over and done with.
So do you actually, as soon as you see your petrol light come on, or do you go fill up straight away, or do you not even let it get to that stage?
I don't let it get to that stage unless I'm out of town for work, but my wife lets it come on every week.
Oh, yes, I feel... does she not like you filling up? I feel okay.
No.
Hayley, I'm going to challenge you to keep your car full of fuel all the time.
Not full.
No,
I
not full.
I probably do like a quarter.
Avoid the light.
Over quarter.
We've issued the challenge,
right.
Daniel.
I don't think she can do it.
All right.
Hey, I'll see how it goes.
It was a big week, and next week's going to be even bigger with Samantha Jade and Marlissa in studio.